we are here at NADA, New Art Dealers Alliance, and I'm here with a local artist from Hudson, New York, showcasing his work, Nicholas. Nice to see you.
Hi, I'm Nicholas Kahn of Kahn and Selesnik, here showing at the booth History Laboratory. We've had a gallery store in Hudson for about a year on the corner of 7th and Warren called History Laboratory, and here we're showing some more of the stuff we've done here, but in a more complete form than we had ever there. It's sort of all building towards this weekend where we finally have these bat heads that we've been showing where you can see inside them to the worlds that are inside, and with some of our bigger photographs, I can describe various things here.
I would love for you to describe the ceramic bat heads. Are pretty cool.
Yeah, these are about human face-sized to a bit bigger bat heads. We've taken portraits of all the various different types of bats there are. Some seem to be loose interpretations. And they're fired in ceramic, and you look inside their eyes or their mouths or in the back of their head, and you see the dreams that the bats are having. Because the bats are all being affected by the white-nosed fungus, and which wakes them up during their winter sleep time. And so they're having all these nightmares. So inside, you might see scenes of a moth having sex with a bat, or a funeral of a bat held by various moths and butterflies, little children who are little white porcelain figures from the 1850s that are holding up babies. They're representing the white-nosed fungus itself. Different storylines in each head.
Yeah, it seems that your work has a lot to do with different interpretations of bat heads. You have some drawings here that are bats with human figures on
yes,
them?
Yes, there's a series that we've been working on. We've been drawing at the Opera House on Sundays. They have a nude model, but when I work and draw from the nude model there, I tend to draw a bat head instead of a human head. And so then I put them in a scene that they seem to suggest once that starts to happen. And it's all part of this larger project we're calling Trooper Fledermaus, about a acting troupe that's roving around telling the stories of Mr. Bat and his fall through white-nosed fungus. So.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. And could you describe for the listeners this large photograph you
have? It looks like a photograph, yes. It was shot in Ireland. It's me wearing a long coat with many pockets coming out of it. And through the pockets and on the arms and on my face, I was covered with rooks, crows, and blackbirds and magpies. And they're all bursting out, and he's the king of birds. You can no longer see my face there. My collaborator Richard shot that of me. And this was also used as an album cover in a color version by the alternative band called Shearwater on their album called Rook.
Oh, wow. This is really, that's you.
Yes.
Was that scary?
It was scary. I had these taxidermy crows in my mouth. It was really gross.
Oh, yeah.
So, but it makes a good show. It makes a great photo, so you'll do whatever.
Yeah, Birdman.
It's a
like
dark
he's
vision.
Being consumed by he, all
he's
these.
He's being consumed
like
by the darkness that's going on with the blackbirds, but they're an incredibly smart bird, the blackbird and the rook, and so that they kind of take over my whole face, and it's like my brain is all blackbird, and I sort of would disintegrate.
Yeah.
If they flew away.
And then there's this wall piece right here that looks like are these webs?
This is actually an interpretation by Melora Kuhn, who shows with us at History Laboratory. She's cut out of one large piece of felt a version of Goya's etching The Sleep of Reason, which shows a man bending down on a table surrounded by these beautiful owls and a couple cats, and then bats are flying out of his head. So she did this one specially to work with our whole bat storyline. But it's kind of a masterpiece of just cutting with scissors and really intricate and lacy network of lines that she's made, kind of a contemporary tapestry.
So what was the inspiration behind the theme of bats? Like, how did you guys come up with this idea to make it?
It's been a long project. I've always been fascinated by bats' faces. That you this thing that we all fear so much. When you look up close, it's got the most amazing and varied faces. There's like 200 different species of bats, all with absolutely insane-looking monkey-like faces. Some are beautiful and fox-like. Some are absolutely horrifying. They're all different and individual, and they're quite small, the faces. But when you blow them up big, you can start to identify them. And then when you wear them on your own head as a mask, and we're doing a series of photographs where we wear the masks, you start to understand and get into this creature that is all threatened by us through this white-nosed fungus. So it's like, I like telling environmental disaster stories. I'm horrified by what's going on our planet, and this is a kind of having empathy with an animal that isn't much loved, but that is kind of got its own way of being that saves us, eats all our insects, and helps our crops. Without it, we'd be losing billions. So it's loving the underdog kind of project.
Yeah. Wow. Well, History Laboratory, Hudson, New York's installation, thank you so much for talking to me.
Thank you.